Agut Yar, the Gemara in Be'ah, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, brings down the klal of Mutav Yushagig and Val Yum Mezidim, that there's certain things we're not Meicha, and people do it because we say it's better to leave them as Shagigim, not turn them into Mezidim. And the Gemara says that's not only by Din Darabanan, but even by Din Daraisa, we say Mutav Yushagig and Val Yum Mezidim. And the Raya is because people, there's a mitzvah to Safas Yom Kippur, we're supposed to stop eating before Yom Kippur actually starts. It's a mitzvah Saseh, Rashi says, from Be'inisim Esnapsha Seichem. Batisha, and yet people tend to not keep this mitzvah, and they eat all the way until Shkia, and we're not Meicha, as you see that even on Daraisa, we're not Meicha when it comes to this din of Mutav Yushagim al Yumizidim. And the Pnei Shi over here asks Akasha, he's Medayik from the Rosh and others, that this Gemara is talking about women as well. And it says that women who don't keep the dinner to Safas Yom Kippurim, the Mevata, the Saseh, Ve'inisim, Esnaf Shir Seichem, we're not Meicha in them because of the din of Mutav Yushagim al Yumizidim. So in fact, the Pnei Yeshua, why would we have to be meicha with women who don't keep this? This is a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, v'nisim esnaf shaseichem, like Rashi says, and we know that women are pater from mitzvah saseh shazman groma, so why do we care if women don't keep this mitzvah if they're pater from it anyways? And the Pnei Yeshua says, Gemalik Echidosh, he says that this p'tur of mitzvah saseh shazman groma is only by a mitzvah saseh which is telling you to do something, a mitzvah bekum baseh, but a mitzvah which is v'shabal taisa, there is no p'tur of zman groma. Over here, this p'tur of the mitzvah of Inisim Esnaf Shaseichem is not telling you to do something. It's telling you not to eat. It's telling you to refrain. It's B'Shav Al Taisa, and being that it's a mitzvah B'Shav Al Taisa, that even women could be mechuyevim. That's his chiddush he wants to say. It could be the Hezron. What he's saying is, I'll be the famous Abu Draham. The Abu Draham says the reason why women are pater from mitzvah Aseh Shazan Grama is because they're meshubet to their baal. They have a chiyuv to be meshubet to their baal. He says, L'fish Eishim Meshubetus L'Baal L'Asus Tzrachav. It wouldn't be fair if the Torah obligated her to do things. It would clash with her chiyuv to the baal. Therefore, the Torah removes the chiyuv of mitzvah Aseh Shazan Grama. Anything which has a certain time to do it by, she's pater from doing. So if that's the reason why she's pater, when it comes to the mitzvah saseh, which is b'shav al taisa, which doesn't require her to do something, but to not do something, that would not be a stira to the chiyav of her baal, and therefore she could be chayav in such a mitzvah. It's a dua the Yacharim ask in this time of the Budraham, that is a good reason for nesuas, but what about pnuyas? What about unmarried women? Why would they be pater from mitzvah saseh shazan groma? They don't have the reason of being meshubin labaal. That reason shouldn't apply to them. And we know that Pnuyas are also part of mitzvah Seh Shazman Groma. So that's a kasha. They ask him this, Budraham, this of Engel answers in his Sefer Tziyunim Latar, Klal Amates, that he says that being that the Iker Tachlis of the Isha is for the matzav of being Bechibar Labaila, so Mela the Torah is a Mechaiver and mitzvahs accordingly. His Lashon is, he says that the Yetzir Seh Isha is Kol Yetzir Seisha Rakavur Achibur Ma'ish. That's her tachlis in life, to be in a matzav of chibur, a matzav of marriage. And Mimela, the chiv comes kafi her tachlis, which is the matzav of being a nesua, and therefore she's pata even when she's a pnuya, because that's going to be her tachlis in life. That's what he says to answer the kasha in Chuvas Beis David from Zavul Flyder, Simon Ayin. Is a different teretz. He wants to say that maybe it's a like a light plug on a deraisa, which is a chiddush. Do we find a light plug on a deraisa or not? But I'll go upon him. That's the teretz of the Pnei Yeshua. The Iker Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua is Tamua, very difficult to understand, as the Tzlach points out. The Tzlach over here asks this Kasha on the Pnei Yeshua. He says, what's this whole Kasha? Why are women chayiv in the midst of Taisefes Yom Kippurim, if it's only a mitzvah of Seishan Azan Grama from V'inisem? L'chayiv, there's a Beferish of Gemara and Sukkah, not like this Pnei Yeshua. The Gemara and Sukkah, Daf Chav Chesem Abay, says a Beferish, we have Exer Sekasa from HaEzrach. Pasuk HaEzrach is Marba, as a Nashim HaEzrachi HaShechayavis Be'inui. It's exactly because of the women are chayav in Inayim Kippur. And the Gemara says that that is referring to Tesefes Yom Kippurim. The Gemara says on Chav Chesem Vezo Nitzchay Ela L'Tesefes Inui Salkadai Techimino Hel Miyad Rachmano L'Tesefes Inui Me'aynish Nazar L'Nishchav Nashim Klal Kamashman that they're chayav. So we have a fair Shepasik saying the women are chayav in the midst of Tesefes Inui Yom Kippurim. So L'Chayav, the whole Kasha of Pneshua is not a Kasha, that why should they be chayiv? If it's Zman Groma, we have a Beferisha Pasuk saying that they are chayiv in this mitzvah of the Tesefes Yom Kippurim. So it's not so clear what the Pnei Yeshua is asking Bechlal. That's the Tzlach's Kasha on the Pnei Yeshua. But Al Kapanim, that's the side of the Pnei Yeshua, that women would be chayiv in mitzvah Aseh Shem Zman Groma, which are B'Shev Al Taisa, not B'Kum V'Haseh, and that could be possibly a possible Hezber in the Pnei Yeshua, up to the Abu Draham.